Tonight, NBA athletes lend their support to protesters in the wake of the shooting death of Stephon Clark. We are live in Sacramento. Big news about your car. The federal government wants to change fuel emission standards, but at least one state is saying not so fast. President Trump's prime target? He delivered an attack today on retail giant Amazon. On the eve of joint U.S. and South Korea military exercises, an inside look at America's high-tech naval missile defense shield. And we'll take you to a 100-year-old candy store where they're putting an unexpected twist on a traditional Easter treat.
This is NBC Nightly News with Jose Diaz-Balart.
Good evening. Today, the long simmering issue of race in America is back on the front burner. In Sacramento, California, protests continued today, a day after the funeral for an unarmed 22-year-old African-American father of two shot and killed by police. Passionate speeches ringing out in the public square as an independent autopsy commissioned by the family of Stephon Clark found that the majority of the bullets that hit him were in his back. And now NBA players from the hometown team are taking the lead in calling for justice. Our Steve Patterson is there tonight.
Say his name!
Tonight, a renewed call for justice. Former NBA player Matt Barnes leading a rally for action in his hometown.
These people out here supposed to be protecting and serving, and they're playing judge, jury, and executioner, and that's not right.
Up above a selection of speakers speaking alongside the family of Stephon Clark. Down below, dozens of people coming out to channel all this energy into something positive.
This rally, the latest in a string of demonstrations over the last 2 weeks. Fueled by independent autopsy reports released yesterday, saying Stephon Clark was shot 8 times, 6 of those shots from behind.
In my standards, it sounds like an execution.
It just broke the window, running south.
On March 18th, police say they were responding to reports of vandalism when they encountered Clark.
Show me your hands, gun!
Officers said they thought he had a gun, but after firing 20 shots, discovered it was his cell phone. What followed, community outrage. Protesters even blocked the entrance to the Sacramento Kings Arena this week. NBA players saw it as an opportunity to speak out.
We will not stick to sports.
Airing a PSA calling for accountability. League veteran Garrett Temple was at the center of the team's decision to get involved.
I feel like, you have to be the voice for the voices. I think it's kind of an obligation to do that.
The Kings are just the latest in a wave of pro athletes taking a stance in response to police-involved deaths in the black community. From I Can't Breathe warm-up shirts worn by NBA stars after Eric Gardner's 2014 death, to the viral symbol of players kneeling in the NFL, the Kings now taking advantage of a powerful platform.
We will not shut up and dribble.
By going beyond the game.
The Sacramento Police Department said it will not comment any further on this until the findings of an official autopsy are released by the county. This, as yet another rally, is planned for tonight. Jose?
Steve Patterson, thank you very much. The Trump administration is signaling that it plans to roll back Obama-era rules requiring automakers to meet tough new fuel efficiency standards by 2025. The move is expected to spark a showdown with California, which has vowed to stick with the stricter rules. NBC's Tom Costello reports.
With some 270 million cars clogging America's roads, the Trump administration is moving towards cutting tougher fuel standards and challenging California, which sets the toughest fuel standards in the country that 12 states currently follow. EPA Chief Scott Pruitt on Bloomberg.
California is not, the arbiter of these issues. The EPA, the DOT, and others make those decisions.
But California's attorney general tells NBC News the state will not water down its standards.
We're going to defend these national standards because it's been good for our economy, good for our health, and it's good for the environment.
The auto industry agreed with the Obama administration to require new cars and trucks to average 50.8 miles per gallon by 2025. The rules were written in 2012 when unleaded averaged $3.60 a gallon, with predictions it could hit $5 a gallon. But today, unleaded goes for $2.64 a gallon. Truck and SUV sales are strong. Electric and hybrid sales are slow. Now, the auto industry argues that tougher fuel standards are difficult to meet and will send car prices higher, saying in a statement, the wisest course of action is to keep new vehicles affordable so more consumers can replace an older car with a new vehicle that uses much less fuel.
We're going to help the companies and they're going to help you.
But Ford and Honda say they do not want to roll back the tougher standards, and environmental advocates say it would be a big mistake.
This is a policy that's reducing pollution while saving Americans money at the pump. There's really no reason to hit the brakes.
Automakers are concerned they may have to meet two competing emission standards, one set by the federal government, the other set by California, dividing the country again between blue states and red. Tom Costello, NBC News, Washington.
The diplomatic spat between Russia and the U.S. became very real today. Dozens of Russians boarded buses at their embassy in Washington, D.C. for the first leg of a journey home. The U.S. ordered some 60 diplomats to go back to Russia after Britain said Putin's government directed a nerve agent attack on a former double agent in the U.K. In a reciprocal move, U.S. diplomats were ordered out of Russia, a flag coming down after they also ordered the American consulate in St. Petersburg closed. President Trump is spending the holiday weekend at his Mar-a-Lago estate, today unleashing new Twitter attacks on the online retail giant Amazon. NBC's Kelly O'Donnell now with more on that and why Amazon is in the president's crosshairs.
Today, during his motorcade ride to the golf course, President Trump delivered his own package of tweets, blasting Amazon with flawed accusations. This post office scam must stop. Amazon must pay real costs. The president's scorn for the online giant runs deep, conflating his anger at Amazon with the Washington Post, both owned by Jeff Bezos, but operated separately, along simmering frustration.
The Washington Post, which I call a lobbying tool for Amazon, okay, that's a lobbying tool for Amazon.
But experts say the president's claim that the post office will lose $1.50 on average for each package it delivers for Amazon cannot be backed up. Postal Service regulators approve contracts with companies like Amazon in advance and require that Postal Service costs are covered. But those agreements are not made public.
We don't know if each package makes a dollar, makes $2, or loses money. That data is just not available publicly, and I'm not sure where Trump is getting his figures.
The president's own 2017 financial disclosure form shows he reported gains from owning Amazon stock. But his businessman roots are in a brick-and-mortar world.
We're all builders in this room.
Amazon's rapid growth has pummeled shopping malls and traditional retailers.
As Amazon gets more and more powerful and as retail struggles, having the president point this out and attack the company certainly gives strength to the complaints that other folks have been having for some time.
The president has made another claim that has been proven false when he says that states lose out and traditional stores are at a disadvantage because Amazon doesn't collect taxes. Well, in fact, Amazon does collect sales tax in the 45 states that require it. Jose?
Kelly O'Donnell, thank you so much. The United States and South Korea are set to start joint military exercises just a few hours from now. It's a show of force meant to check Kim Jong-un's nuclear ambitions ahead of a proposed summit with President Trump by the end of May. Our Pentagon correspondent Hans Nichols headed to the Philippine Sea to find out how the Navy is playing its part.
Yeah, green range. Batteries released, Mach 5-1.
As the U.S. and South Korea gear up for joint exercises, the USS Dewey is preparing for a possible response from North Korea.
We're always ready to fight, and when you're ready to fight, you have to use all weapon systems available.
With a top speed of more than 40 miles per hour, the Dewey is fast, nimble, and deadly. 96 missile silos, a 5-inch gun, and eight of these 50-caliber machine guns.
What you're seeing here is the smallest weapon on this warship, but its force is undeniable.
But the ship's most powerful system isn't a weapon. It is the Aegis radar linking the Dewey with a dozen counterparts in the Western Pacific. A ring of destroyers creating a digital net stretching from Guam to Japan to track an inbound missile from North Korea.
A destroyer picks it up and we knock it out of the sky.
The Navy's Aegis anti-missile system has a success rate of 80%, but two of its last three tests have failed. Defense against missiles isn't the only thing U.S. ships need in Asia's crowded shipping lanes. Two destroyers, the USS Fitzgerald and the John S. McCain, recently collided with commercial vessels, killing a total of 17. Investigations conclude that the accidents were avoidable and that sailors need more sleep. For now, the Dewey is in calm waters, awaiting orders.
You never know, but we're always ready.
Hans Nichols aboard the USS Dewey in the Philippine Sea.
A 19-year-old woman is suing a Michigan hospital after she was brutally attacked in the ER waiting room last month. This surveillance video just released shows the woman wearing a Muslim head covering known as the hijab while checking in. And that's when a man came up behind her and started punching her in the head. Security was quickly on the scene. Officials say the man had been discharged earlier that day and was already asked to leave for bothering patients. Breaking news tonight, fire officials say at least two people are dead after a small plane crash in Ventura County, California. Details are still coming out, but these are early images from the scene in the town of Santa Paula. The FAA says it was a fixed-wing, single-engine, home-built plane. Officials say both victims were on board. News of Fox News host Laura Ingraham's Easter break is raising some eyebrows. The cable network says the vacation was pre-planned, but it comes as several companies have pulled advertising from her show following her criticism of one of the Parkland shooting survivors. NBC's Morgan Radford reports.
I'm Laura Ingraham, and this is the Ingraham Angle.
A rare recess for TV host Laura Ingraham.
I'll be off next week for Easter break with my kids.
The Fox News anchor announced last night she's taking a vacation just a day after apologizing for her online battle with Parkland shooting survivor David Hogg.
I don't accept her apology, and I don't think it was sincere.
More than a dozen sponsors dropped her, including Nestle and Hulu, after she tweeted this week that the 17-year-old was rejected by four colleges and whines about it.
It was just really frustrating. It hurts to be rejected from college, obviously.
Ingraham supporters have started the hashtag #IStandWithLaura. And today, Fox News released a statement calling Ingraham's absence a pre-scheduled spring vacation. This isn't Ingraham's first brush with controversy.
Shut up and dribble.
Just last month, she faced backlash for scolding NBA superstar LeBron James when he publicly discussed politics. This also isn't the first time a Fox News anchor has announced a vacation at the height of a public fallout.
Caution, you are about to enter the no spin zone.
Bill O'Reilly faced backlash from advertisers last year after several sexual misconduct settlements were made public. Shortly after that, he was forced out.
Advertisers don't like buzz. Advertisers don't like that kind of buzz. They want their product to be exciting, and they want what they're advertising on to be interesting and exciting. But they don't want scandal, and they don't want controversy.
David Hogg is keeping up the boycott, saying that he's going after the advertisers and their money, since that's what seems to hurt his detractors the most. Meanwhile, Fox insists that despite the controversy, Ingraham's show has still been doing well, according to the Nielsen ratings. Jose.
Morgan Radford, thank you very much. Some of you might have to search under snow for those hidden Easter eggs tomorrow. Several inches of snow are expected for a large swath of the country, from the plains to the East Coast, through Monday. At least for the Northeast, warmer temperatures on Sunday mean the snow is not expected to stick, and it shouldn't impact travel plans too much. Still ahead tonight, meet the teacher inspiring some of the most articulate student protesters in Parkland, Florida. And later, another student's priceless reaction to a college acceptance letter, but the story doesn't end there. I'm going to tell you about that. In the wake of the deadly high school shooting in Parkland, Florida, several students from Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School have risen to national prominence in the fight to bring reform to the nation's gun laws. And tonight, we wanted to shine a light on their teacher, who was credited with helping groom these articulate voices. Here's NBC's Carrie Sanders.
They're teenagers with surprising confidence.
We will not stop until every man, every woman, every child, and every American can live without fear of gun violence. And to that I say, no more.
Impassioned clarity.
He wouldn't have harmed that many students with a knife.
And powerful emotion.
Speaking from the heart is what we do best. This movement created by students, led by students, is based in emotion. It is based in passion, and it is based in pain.
Listen to the students.
few saw them coming, but it was no surprise to their teacher, Jeff Foster.
I'm in awe to a degree because they're so young.
He's their advanced placement government teacher who, long before 17 were killed at Stoneman Douglas, helped shape three of the now notable public personas.
Fight for your lives before it's someone else's job.
They're among the leading voices in this new battle to restrict the sale of AR-15-style weapons.
I love what all the kids are doing. I mean, this is a generation of kids that could change the paradigm of politics.
We're going to change the world, and nobody's going to stop us.
Their public speaking skills and thoughtful arguments honed in part in his advanced placement class that earlier this year took on topics like gun control. And for those who believe the kids are a little too confident, too well-spoken, maybe coached or co-opted by liberal Democrats.
I'm a card-carrying Republican that's upset with the law, too. But again, I mean, there's no reason that Republicans can't pass common-sense gun laws as well.
We can and we will change the world.
Students whose voices no one expected, but for the teachers who were preparing them for the real world. Kerry Sanders, NBC News, Parkland, Florida.
Up next, did you win? Someone did. $500 million. Find out where that Mega Millions winning ticket was purchased. Next.
All the gold Mega Ball is won. Your winning numbers again are 59, 46.
The winning numbers in last night's Mega Millions drawing, and some lucky person is now $500 million richer. That's American dollars richer. Lotto officials say the single winning ticket was purchased at a gas station in New Jersey. It's worth an estimated $521 million. So far, nobody has claimed the prize. Sometimes opening a college acceptance letter can feel like winning the lottery, too. For 17-year-old Michael Brown, it certainly was. But what makes this story special is not only did Brown get this acceptance letter, he got 20. All top schools, Harvard, Princeton, Yale, just to name a few, all gave him a full-ride scholarship. Brown, who's from Houston, says he hasn't made his final decision yet. When we come back, Easter treats on the way. I'm going to tell you what happens when a chocolate bunny breaks the mold. Finally tonight, you know those cute chocolate bunnies kids get on Easter Sunday? Well, sometimes they break. And for candy makers, that can mean lost of lost profits. But we found one chocolatier who is turning those broken bits into misfit works of art and a sweet success. Kristen Dahlgren hopped on the story for us.
For more than 100 years, Crown Candy Kitchen has been a St. Louis staple.
My grandfather, Harry, opened it in 1913.
A chocolate purist's paradise, mecca for that most revered Easter morning tradition. A
lot of chocolate.
Yep, we got chocolate crosses, chocolate rabbits with a little carton and eggs in it.
A basket full of sweet. What is that?
Nothing says Happy Easter like a creepy doll head in your Easter basket, you know?
Andy Karanzeff, better known as Andy Candy, says the misfit chocolate started as a joke.
We were out of rabbits. They said, we don't have any regular ones. We got broken ones, and they bought them.
So he took it one step further, taking a pile of broken pieces.
Thought, I'm going to make some, for lack of a better word, some Frankenstein bunnies or misfit bunnies. And I started gluing like a doll head onto a rabbit or a bear's head onto a chicken.
Turns out, he wasn't the only one laughing. Customers couldn't get enough.
I'll probably do one of those silly misfits.
Okay. Now, instead of melting away mistakes...
So you could just like literally drop the head on there and it's... You know, that's a little bit disturbing, but once again, that's what we're going for.
This is really sick. What would your granddad think of this?
Now, I don't think my grandfather would be happy at all that we're doing this to his Easter bunnies.
But he might be happy with the booming business.
6476, please.
And a new tradition, sharing Easter joy with every bunny. Kristen Dahlgren, NBC News, St. Louis.
And that's NBC Nightly News for this Saturday. Tune in tomorrow as we find out where teachers are planning to walk out next week and why your community might be next. I'm Jose Diaz-Balart reporting from New York. Thank you for the privilege of your time, and good night.